With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Today, Republican Florida Governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis spoke in Sheffield at Sukup Manufacturing as part of the American Free Enterprise Chamber of Commerce presidential series. DeSantis told those in attendance that current policies are causing inflation to remain too high.
Government spending, over-borrowing, overspending, Federal Reserve policy, they should not be an economic central planner. The Fed should focus on stable prices. That's the only reason you would want a central bank. They think they can micromanage the economy. That does not work. You cannot micromanage a $25 trillion economy through central planning.
DeSantis says if elected as president, he would roll back many government mandates, like the type of vehicle that could be purchased.
Because people don't want these cars, by and large. I mean, there's definitely a market for Elon Musk cars and stuff like that. But if you want a Ford F-150, 95% of people that want a Ford F-150 want an internal combustion engine. So if you're forcing them to do more electrical, you're just not going to end up having people that are going to want to go for that. Used cars are going to go through the roof because people are going to want the real thing.
Recent polls show DeSantis in second place for the Republican presidential nomination behind former President Donald Trump. A 39-year-old Mason City woman was arrested Thursday and charged with first-degree theft. The Clear Lake Police Department on October 11th received a report of a suspected theft from a local business in the 200 block of Highway 18 in Clear Lake. The business reported stolen deposits totaling over $123,000 between January and October of this year. After an investigation, it was determined that an employee had stolen the funds. The employee, Mallory Halleck, was later released from custody after posting bond. If convicted, Halleck faces up to 10 years in prison. Mercy One North Iowa Heart Center in Mason City says the facility will be building upon the success of a remote patient monitoring program that allows patients to wirelessly transmit heart health information to their Mercy One cardiologists from the comfort of their homes. With remote patient monitoring, Mercy One cardiologists can access information about their patient's heart health and adjust medications and treatment plans if needed. The program is now being expanded to help patients with chronic heart failure. Patients who fit eligibility requirements will receive a cellular-enabled blood pressure cuff and weight scale that transmits data using an external monitor. Ground was broken Thursday for the new Bentown Child Care Facility in Sheffield. The state of Iowa awarded Sukup Manufacturing a $1.2 million child care grant last fall. Those dollars will allow for the building of a new facility capable of accommodating up to 112 children. Sukup Human Resources Director Samantha Petersburg says they keep receiving questions about the availability of child care facilities.
We kept hearing child care is a need. Maybe I need to work part-time. We just kept hearing that over and over. And so when this grant came out, we thought that that's the direction that we needed to go. We needed to apply for that. With over 600 employees at Sukup, we draw from 9 different counties, and roughly half of our employees are from Franklin County. So we see that this will make a large impact within the county, community, and us as a business as well.
Amy Fleming, Sukup's community and internal communications coordinator, says the demand for daycare remains high even with the new facility.
We have a waiting list already, and we have almost 50 slots filled already on that waiting list. And we're also asking people if they're interested in working at the facility. We're keeping track of that too, so people can go to a website and get on that waiting list and find out more information about that. info.sukup.com/Sheffield Childcare.
The Bentown Child Care Facility will be located at 442 South Gilbert Street in Sheffield. This week, the Allison City Council discussed the camp host at Wilder Park being paid. This past season, the camp host was paid $15 an hour for 30 hours a week to clean the bathrooms, cabins, lodge, and around the park. This has been brought to the attention of the City Park Board and will be discussed by board members at a meeting. Once this is complete, the Park Board will inform the Allison Council what they would like to do moving forward. In other business, the Allison City Council renewed the city's health insurance plan with Wellmark. Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls Thursday announced that it has been recognized with a 2023 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in both Quality and Outcomes categories. Compiled by the Chartist Center for Rural Health, the Performance Leadership Awards honor top quartile performance among rural hospitals in quality, outcomes, and/or patient perspective. This is the second year in a row that Hanson Family Hospital has been awarded the Performance Leadership Award in both the Quality and Outcomes categories. Iowa's roads will be crowded next week as it's projected to be the fourth busiest travel week since 2005. If you'll be heading down the highway to see friends or family for Thanksgiving, AAA Iowa spokesman Brian Ortner says it could save you plenty of hassles to give your vehicle a preventive checkup now.
Get your car ready for that road trip. You got plenty of time now to get your routine maintenance done, get your tire pressure checked, get your oil changed, get your battery checked.
Some people like stay organized and on task by making lists. And Ortner says travel can be overwhelming, so do what you can to plan ahead.
Leave early and allow yourself extra time, whether you're flying or driving. That's going to be a big key into less stressful travel plans.
You don't want to be one of those relatives at the dinner table, so Ortner suggests you know when to say when to that holiday cheer.
Keep safety on your mind. Never drive impaired, and make sure you take advantage of, if you do celebrate a little bit too much, take advantage of the options to get home so you do arrive home safely.
AAA estimates travel next week around Iowa and the five other states in our region will be up to 2%, or about 85,000 travelers from last year. Of the estimated 4.3 million people in our region who will be traveling at least 50 miles from home, some 3.8 million will be going by motor vehicle. Even though temperatures have been in the 50s and 60s, there will be a time down the road when snow arrives in Iowa, and lots of it. Meteorologist Chad Hahn at the National Weather Service in Johnston says they're launching new guidelines which stipulate how winter storm watches and warnings are issued based on the amount of snow that's predicted to fall.
Up across Iowa at all points north is going to be 6 inches or higher. As you go south, as you would expect, towards the Gulf Coast, that criteria decreases. And so the change is really to account for these climatological differences across the country.
He says the differences won't be all that noticeable for the winter storm forecasts that are being issued in Iowa.
Really, the only change is that we did have a time restraint on the warning criteria before, and it was so much in a certain number of hours. We're peeling all that back to simplify it, and we're just really going to be focused on a winter event.
You can learn more about the change by going to weather.gov/DMX. Again, that's weather.gov/DMX. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.